Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
From the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We're on the line with Ellen Kirk, Tony Musorafite's crew chief, and spoke with you this morning, Ellen. Tony was on his way to Salome, Arizona. How did the day go?
The day was hot. The highest that I saw was 118, and that was when we were moving, so we're not talking engine heat. It was brutal, and we probably spent 4 to 5 hours above 112 degrees. It's been hard on everybody. Tony, of course, had a major issue with heat a couple of years ago, but this year he played it much smarter. We developed a system where he came into the car for 10 minutes, cooled down, drank, went out and rode for 30 minutes, came into the car, and repeated. And we did that, I think we probably did that for 4 hours. And that let him keep his core temperature at a reasonable level. When he came into the car, he was asking for food and drink, which is about 180 degrees different from what he did last year. He has been letting his crew guide what he does without very much fussing at all. And although he's tired, because he still needs to find a way to get some sleep, he is now riding into strength as opposed to 2 years ago where he was done and he was riding on vapor.
So you're looking forward to a really strong night from Tony.
We are. I think that we may still lose a little bit of time because he's going to need to get some good solid sleep, which I think he's going to get in Congress just because Congress, thanks to the bull shifters, is set up so well for him to get some rest. But then we have reasonably cooler temperatures. I won't say they're cool, but we have manageable temperatures all the way until basically Camp Verde, which should be midday tomorrow. So I think the worst of what we have to go through is over.
Well, and looking at...
He has a lot of climbing, but the heat is his issue.
And looking at the results just a little while ago, it's amazing how close that 60-plus field is, even with Tony going at a pace where he was able to keep his body together, and you were able to keep his body and mind together. He did not lose much time on that field. He's still within an hour of the lead.
Absolutely. All of that... this field was having the same issues. So we were trading places. We saw everybody. Everybody was very much collected. And so in terms of how is this race going to be determined, I think everybody has to get to the far side of Congress, and then we'll get to see what the race is going to be.
So do you have a goal for this evening of where to get before sunrise? And is that probably going to be Congress?
We should get to Congress by midnight.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Somewhere around midnight.
And he'll take, what, a 90-minute sleep break?
Probably 2 hours. And 2 hours of sleep plus an hour of shower and eat and everything. I think he may be off the bike for a good 3 hours. And I'm fine with that. I know it's not the heat of the day, but it also is what works for him.
All right. Well, it sounds like the mood is up and Tony's doing well. You getting him fed right now?
Say again?
Are you getting him fed right now? I know you're in Siloam, correct?
Absolutely. He's been eating. He has not gone calorie deficient since we started this race.
That is awesome to hear. I'm glad he is in much better shape than he was 2 years ago, and I look forward to seeing him in Durango as well as yourself.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, George.
Ellen Kirk joining us from Siloam, Arizona, and we look forward to checking in on Tony tomorrow with another chat with Ellen. Thanks very much for tuning in. This is Race Across America Radio from the Race Across America studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.